اهلا وسهلا مرحبا
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه
ويلكم يا مصطفى
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا حبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 8th of Muharram 1446. And we continue with last night's talk where we spoke about how leaders are selected, elected in Islam. When we say Islam, it is a complete, comprehensive way of life, whether it be our social, economic, political life. We explained to you last night, during the time of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Thursday night, the last Thursday, in the Hayat-i Mubarakah, the life history of the Master alayhi salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed the imamat for 17 salat during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu salam to show humanity that he, Thani Yathnain, chapter 9, verse number 40, should be my successor and should be the Khalifa of the Ummah. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam authentic hadith, Ya Aba Allah wal mu'minun illa Aba Bakr. The hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. Allah will not allow, and the Muslims will not allow, but Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu must be the Khalifa. And the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he realized that his death is imminent, he wanted to emulate, imitate the Master alayhi salatu salam in all walks of life. Even in death, he used to make dua, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen, fil hadith, has brought the Tarjamatul Baba heading, Al-Maut Yawm Al-Ithnain, to pass away on a Monday. We all know to pass away on a Friday with Iman is great virtue. But similarly, to pass away on a Monday also has great virtue. So he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, made dua, Ya Allah, when I pass away, I'll be 63 years old. And it will be a Monday also. That is my dua and my tamanna. We heard just now how the tamanna, our honorable ustad, our sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Hafidhullah said, okay, I pass away in Madinah Munawwara, and my madfan, the place of burial, will be there in Baqi, in the famous cemetery in Madinah Munawwara. So that is what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu asked and implored and begged Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then came the time, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he explicitly said that my Khalifa and the ruler of this ummah must be Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And then there was ijma and consensus on that. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the first Khalifa, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu the second. And then we find after more than 10 years rule of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, came. Further time, while he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, was performing imamat, he stabbed him. And remember that Sayyidina Umar's dua was accepted as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away as a martyr in Medina, and then let me be buried here as well. So remember that, not only buried in Medina, buried right next to the Master, alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, is Sayyidina Umar. So Sayyidina Umar, what he used to say on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah used to send from the arsh. So how many incidents? Hadith in Bukhari, وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثِ. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahimullah mentioned more than 20 incidents of that nature. So in his famous work, Al-Itqan fi Ulumil Quran, thereafter we find that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu Salatul Janaza was performed by Suhaib Rumi. He did not want anyone from the six people he chose that they must perform the Salatul Janaza, because that will send maybe a signal that that was his preferred option and so forth. Look at the foresight of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu. So he said, these are the six people, among them the leader must be chosen to be the next Khalifa. And within 3 days, they must reach the decision. Lo and behold, he's buried. And thereafter, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the first, remember, of Muharram, the year 24, he becomes the Khalifa, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. But how did they reach that conclusion? There was the six personalities. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that now I don't want to become Khalifa. If all of you agree, then let me handle the situation, and then we will see from the remainder of you who is really interested. So by the time he finished the process, only two candidates were left. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Then when he saw that, he said, okay. He went to the people of Medina Munawwara, made mashura with them and so forth, and said that now, who do you think will be a better leader for us, the Muslims, yea, in Medina and the Ummah at large? So majority of the people said, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Then he again interviewed them and said, are you prepared that to accept that if he, Sayyidina Uthman, is made the Khalifa, then you will accept? And then if Sayyidina Ali is the Khalifa, you will accept, O Uthman. So like that, he made thorough investigation, and then he said, I choose Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. For Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will place a libas, a garment on you. And there will be vicissitudes and ups and downs, but you must never remove that garment. So this meant you will become the Khalifa. You will become the successor, the third Khalifa of Islam. But remember that there will be certain times, it will be very, very difficult. But you must never remove it. Lo and behold, the first 6-7 years was one of the golden rules of Islam. I give you 2-3 easy examples. Sometimes we travel, but we don't take all these factors into consideration. You study Afghanistan. How many of us even studied any history of Afghanistan? Afghanistan, you must remember, 275 years, 278 years ago, till then was known as Khurasan, a part of Khurasan. Then Shah Ahmad Abdali, you must remember, 275, 277, 278 years ago, he changed the name of Khurasan, that portion there, and called it Afghanistan. What did Afghanistan do? Afghanistan brought about two Sahabi, and the commander who went there, you must remember, was the same person, you must remember. He is Fatih-e-Awwal and Fatih-e-Thani. The first time also he went, he was victorious. And the second time also he went, he was victorious. And after that, whoever came was defeated, humiliated, and dispatched. Remember that. It became their graveyard. In time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, then he, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, said, Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu, you go. And you go towards Kabul and all these areas. There are many ulama, mashallah, in this gathering. But the problem with us is when we study hadith, we just fly through it, we don't even know which bab we're reading, which chapter we're reading, and just complete the kitab and make wa'akhiru da'wana. Go open up Abu Dawood, the word Kabul is mentioned. Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu's name is mentioned. And lo and behold, so the first victory was given to Muslims in time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. And remember, the second victory in Afghanistan was given during the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Those other portions and parts, you must remember that were conquered of Afghanistan during Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's time. And who was the commander-in-chief at that time? Physically, Abdurrahman bin Samura the second time also. Imagine how Allah Jalla Wala selected these people, you must remember that. And just from a hadith point of view, for you ulama students, you must remember Qutaybah bin Sa'id. Qutaybah bin Sa'id rahimahullah is ustad of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Nasai. So all these are his students. And where is he buried? He's buried in Baghlan. Where is Baghlan? Baghlan is in Afghanistan. And there today there's a huge big Darulum and so forth. He does Muhaddis a Kabir, great giant, is buried there, and the Darulum is next to it. If you read Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur also comes from Afghanistan. These are the people we read their lives, we quote them so often, you must remember that. And giants came from there, you must remember, from Afghanistan and so forth and so on. The person we met several times, we went for Umrah for Hajj. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah, who passed away in 1977. If you study his forefathers, Sheikh Adam bin Nuri and them, all came from Afghanistan. Right? So what caliber scholars they produced, you must remember that. So some we saw and majority we didn't see. So we should know this here. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala in his time, Jeddah. Jeddah. Why it's called Jeddah? So you must remember, Jadda means grandmother. So Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when they were transferred from Jannat al-Firdaus, then she landed there in Jadda. And if you go there to Jadda, there's a long grave from here right till the wall. So long, from here till there. Wallahu a'lam is not Quran, is not hadith, is history. You accept it is good, you reject it is no problem. So, Muarrikhin, the historians have said that she is buried there in this grave. I went there to visit it, make dua there. So, there's no harm in there. So, it is named also after our mother, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. Then, if you go on the other side, you will see the port, the Mina, the harbor. Oh, yeah, in Durban, you got a harbor. So, you must remember that this harbor became effective first time during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. What were things they did for Islam, my brothers? We should know this. You see in the world today what you saw. You youngsters, you sleeping? Huh? Why you don't want to read? I told you must read. You heard what happened today. There was a Donald, and the bullet came, and he started ducking. So they said, Donald duck! Donald duck! Understood? So you must remember this type of thing. You see? So that is you must remember. All these morons, the people are fed up of them, you understood? They said, let me plug him, you understood? So much security, you understood? So now he got the shock of his life, you understand? Wuzu, everything broke, front, back, everything, you must remember that, sir. See, all shouting, Donald Duck! You must remember this type of thing. So that is the world today. All morons, you must remember. So anyway, carry on with our golden history. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, 6-7 years initially. He ruled for 12 years almost. So you must remember that it was a golden rule. How many portions of the world were conquered during Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time? He has one manqabat, one manaqib, one of the virtues and merits no one in the world ever had or will ever have. He, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda, is known as Zunnurain. Zunnurain, the possessor of the two radiances. He married Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first daughter, his first wife. Then Sayyidah Zainab was the first one, first daughter, then Sayyidah Ruqayya. So Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha married to Sayyidina Usman. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu could not participate in the Battle of Badr. But Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a share and said that he was looking after his honorable wife, my ladli, my sahibzadi, my beloved daughter. Hence, he is entitled to the share. And then after her demise, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, "Oh Usman, this is my other daughter, Umm Kulthum, radiallahu anha, why you don't marry her?" He said, "Labbaik usadi." And that's how he marries two daughters, one after the other, of the same Nabi. This never ever happened in history. That is the unique feature, characteristic of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. When they migrated to Madinah Munawwara, great paucity, shortage of water. Who will buy water, the well, Bire Ruma? Allah gave him a lot of wealth. So you must remember that he said, "I will purchase it." When he said he will purchase it, brothers, not go for collection and make chanda and all that. Chanda is Urdu word to go here, collect, here, collect, here, collect. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. That is very bad for ulama to go by the rich and beg here and beg here and beg here. That is not Islam. That. So you must remember that. He said, "I'll use my own personal wealth." And he purchased it. And not only purchased it, he gave it waqaf to the ummah. Masjid Nabawi, the masjid was getting smaller, smaller, because so many people were embracing Islam. So where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make imamat, you've been there, most of you, I assume, presume. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, "Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rodatum min riyadil jannah." The portion between my house and my pulpit and my mimbar is one of the gardens of Jannah. So there he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to perform imamat there. This is called mihrab. You see this niche here, semicircle, is to a mihrab. That is called mihrabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see that? So he, in front of that 8-9 serfs, if you look at it, so he extended the masjid. They asked him, "Usman, you're using so much money." He said, "It's my money, I didn't ask you. I heard the Master alayhi salatu salam saying, 'Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah.' Whoever builds a masjid," meaning an entire masjid or a portion of a masjid, "then Allah will bless him with a palace in Jannah." So that first 8-9 serfs in Masjid Nabawi, this mihrab is known as mihrab-e-Uthmani. Built by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Understand? Till today it is there. Then after that, we say, it is the 9th year of the Hijrah. The 9th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made announcement. Every male who is sane and able and capable must participate in this battle. The battle of Tabuk. The Christians had mobilized, organized their army and so forth nearby. So from Medina we're going. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 Sahaba got ready. And when? This was in midsummer. As the Hajis, the Hujjaj who went for Hajj this year now, 2024, Islamically last year, 1445. So remember, Makkah, Mina, 50, 51, 52 degrees it reached. So Medina Munawwara also goes to 48, 49, 50. We experience ourselves. So my brothers, it was midsummer. The khajur, the dates are smiling in their faces. They had to leave all that. Logistical nightmare, you will say. 30,000 people. How are you going to move from Medina Munawwara right to Tabuk? I went by plane, it took 1.5 hours. By plane, 1.5 hours. 30,000 men have to move. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made announcement. The Master alayhi salam made announcement. Who is going to contribute? He came, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, 100 camels from my side. And that is what the saddle and everything and so forth. Again he came, again another 100 camels. Again he came, another 100 camels. Then we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once more. Today, I'm performing somebody's nikah, you'll understand, this randeri. So this youngster, I told him he must read, but he felt shy. So after his randeri, he is beautiful, I always want. So I saw him, I was about to call him. So we make him example. So this Hafiz Yunus Randeri, you're not married. The small light is still, he's still studying, mashallah. So now when you get married, I told you 100 times now, so let's go, you can't go to Toyota and Nissan and all that, they'll speak istikhara. You go to BMW and be my wife and bring money worth. BMW. Every time they will say, yes, then Haji Sahab, you will have to pay the mahar and all that one shot. You see? So like that, you must remember this. So, now what happens, you must remember that the Sahaba, they said, we have to go. He brought, that time now his mahar, he give 1 kruger coin, 3, 5 kruger coin, 5 kruger coin. It will become the talk of the town if he gave 10 kruger coin. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, and hadith in Tirmidhi, various kitabs have mentioned it, all authentic. He came with 1,000 dinar. 1,000, you must remember, gold coins. 1,000 gold coins. And not making chanda and going here and there, his own personal wealth. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was elated, delighted. The Master alayhi wa sallam took that gold coins and was spinning it. And the face, yatahalhal, minwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chehra mubarak and chehra anwar, and the countenance of the Master alayhi wa sallam, shining, glittering, more than the 14th moon, you must remember, Laylatul Badr. Ma dharra Usman, ma amila ba'dal yawm. No harm can come to Usman after this day. What sacrifices you made, O Usman? 1,000 gold coins you brought. 300 camels you brought. All that for Allah, for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what they wanted. But you know, when you do good work, you will always have some people who are your detractors, and they will always find fault in something. So Allah Ta'ala, all of you, brothers, sisters, children, everyone, you must remember certain ayat and certain surahs and the verse number. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. Allah speaks of this incident. So when people came with huge substantial amount, they said, Mura'in. Allah forbid, naqala kufr, kufr nabashat, naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. So these hypocrites, they said that this Sayyidina Usman and them, they're just showing off. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu brought all his wealth. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu brought half his wealth. Sayyidina Usman brought, you must remember, substantial amount. Say Mura'in, they're just showing off. Poor Sahaba came with 1 kilo, half kilo, quarter kilo dates. They said, what you wasting time with this? What this will benefit anybody? When they criticized Sahaba, when they castigated the companions of the Master alayhi salam, Allah made difa, Allah defended the honor, integrity of Sahaba. How? الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم. Those people who are criticizing, those Sahaba who were mu'mineen, pakka, true Muslims, and giving charity willingly and with generosity, and they were finding fault in them, criticizing them, and what were they doing? فيسخرون منهم. They were mocking, belittling, ridiculing the Sahaba. Allah says, you go and belittle, you criticize Sahaba, سَخِيرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock you. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah will dispatch you to Jahannam, you will stay there forever also. You got it, brothers? That is why namus-e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib aur farz hai. To protect the honor and integrity of sahaba, all. Wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna, chapter 57, verse 10, Allah says every sahabi is going to Jannah. Male, female, adult, child, everyone. No exception, no exclusion. So we must be clear on this, whether it's Khomeini, whether it's any other Shia or who. And they criticize, castigate sahaba, they can never be Muslim. They'll be somebody else, non-Muslim. Hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people cursing, swearing, abusing my beloved students and companions, فَقُولُوا هِي رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you the ummah, when you hear or you see somebody cursing my sahaba and companions, then you must say, La'anatullahi ala sharrikum. Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating and committing. See, brother, not a small thing, this is very big. Carry on. Bire Roma, water he arranged. The masjid he arranged. And remember, Ghazwa-e Tabuk, fi sa'atil usra. It was time of difficulty, Quran says. And he gave the most. Remember, Sayyidina Muhammad. Anyway, long story, they went and all that, so the enemies realized that big problem, so then they made Sula, and there was no real combat and so forth. But we learned the sacrifices, all this was done by Sayyidina Usman. There's a book, all you ulama, all you students, all of you who know Arabic, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Star International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The book's name is Rijalul Kashi. Kash is a place name there in Iran. Rijalul Kashi is the title of the book. And the author is Allama Naubakhti. The Shias, everybody, they call Allama, you see. Allama Naubakhti is the author. The book's name is Rijalul Kashi. In there it's written, when we speak, I don't give our sources. I'll give you their sources, so you know I'm not taking out from my pocket and my thumb, you see. So in there it's written that the Shia Azam started, you must remember, fi zamani Usman, radiallahu anhu. We say radiallahu anhu, obviously. So during the time and the reign of Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu. So there was one person came from Yemen and so forth. His name, Abdullah bin Sabah. He put on the garb of piety and made like he's a very pious Muslim, but he was Shia. And he wanted there must be turmoil, there must be fragmentation, there must be disunity in the rank and file of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the people at that time. So he put some poison in the people's minds. See the Sayyidina Usman. He is practicing on nepotism. He is appointing his family members, you there, you there, you there. Which was lies. And he's doing this, which is doing this, and all that. He's spending so much here. If he spent, he didn't think from the Baytul Mahal, he spent his own wealth. So what's the problem there? So, but he put the jarasim, you see, all the germs. And that is then, remember, the time came when suddenly you find some people, not all obviously, some people said that no, we must try and assassinate Sayyidina Usman. You see, today they wanted to get rid of Trump and so forth, Donald Duck. So remember, they tried that side there in Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, Muhammad Daif. Do you even know what's happening in Gaza, Al-Mubarakah, my brothers? Yahya Sinwar is running the underground. In the tunnels everywhere he's there. The best tunnels in the world he built. Not one Jutla, not one Jutli, not one American can penetrate that. They brought their biggest bombs and everything. But because he's Muslim, because he's Arab, because he's Palestinian, the white hegemony and the Zionist apartheid Nazi regime and the press, when a woman sells a body, she's a prostitute. When they sell the stories, they are prostitutes. They only will sell that story that will suit them. Do you know for 40 weeks consecutively, every Friday is a holiday there in Yemen. So 1 million minimum 1 million minimum for 40 consecutive weeks. 1 million Yemeni brothers, sisters, children are marching. Marching for Gaza, marching for Palestine. Did you ever hear it in any Western media? You see. So that is how biased they are. That is how prejudiced they are. That is their hatred you must have. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ They will speak things just to make you fools. But in their heart, they have the enmity, the hatred. They despise you, Muslim. Is we like fools and idiots, the Arab regimes, to حِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ You love them. You love the white man and you love the white culture. White is right and West is the best. But they hate you. They only love your money and they love your oil. But we are the fools. We still worship them. Today is Wimbledon. Today is soccer. Yesterday is rugby. Then I met some people. They say, when you check the rugby, I say, how much is the ticket? How much is the ticket? $4,000. You understood? Sorry, $400. $400 for a couple. In our range, it works out to how much? Almost 8,000 rand to see one lousy match. If you say give to the masjid, give to the madrasa, well, they'll make istikhara 100 times. You understood? Our bichara Mawla Badat is still new musallas. You understood? You want new musallas, isn't it? You sorted out? Inshallah. Inshallah. See, inshallah. So you must remember this kind of thing. So brothers, think about it. How much money is being spent? I know South Africans that left here and they've gone to Saudi to see the soccer and all that. See this. See, brothers. So we must understand. So Daif runs the operation. Today, Haaretz newspaper writes. Today's Haaretz newspaper writes. 7 different times they tried to assassinate him. Always Allah saved him. What you will say? So that is Allah Jalla wa Ala. You can finish him up, another 100 will come. Hey, Jutlas, I know you're recording me now. We all are Hamas, what you going to do about it? You kill one, you create another 10. You create 100, you kill 100, you create, bring another 1,000. So therefore the Jutlas, today's Haaretz newspaper God. Majority of the Jutlas one, Bibi Netanyahu, the super terrorist, the mass murderer, he must resign. Because he knows he's going to jail. So he's trying every trick, you must remember, to stay in power and so forth and so on. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala and brothers, our history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu martyr, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu martyr, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu martyr, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu martyr, and how many other martyrs? In our time, how many people, all this in Palestine, all martyrs. Allah gave them such a rank, me and you, we have to wait for Day of Qiyamah. And then inshallah, with the fadl, mercy, grace, benevolence of Allah, faisla, verdict will be passed, you go Jannah. For the martyr, straight away is Jannah. بَلْ أَحْيَاهُنْ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Hadith go open, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, all, on the chapter of Shuhada and all that, and go see. So you must remember, تَسْرَحُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ شَاء So they traveling in Jannah wherever they want now, before Day of Qiyamah. So what is it telling you? So that is the unique feature, you must remember that. So anyway, cut long story short, So now they don't allow water to come to his house, Sayyidina Usman's house. They don't allow him to go to the masjid, they surrounded his house. So he asked them few questions. He said that, who gave water to the people of Medina when there was hardly any water? Who purchased Bir-e-Ruma? They said, you. Look, subhanallah, I purchased Bir-e-Ruma, but you don't want any water to come to my house? Who extended Masjid Nabawi? They said, Usman, you. Say, subhanallah. But you don't want, I must go to Masjid, you understand, Masjid Nabawi. So like that, he asked them so many questions. So anyway, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who sends Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma, you go and be guards there. Make sure these enemies of Islam, they don't enter the house and don't harm Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. But their numbers started increasing and so forth. Naila radiallahu anha, the wife of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, she was there and she was loyal to her husband. When these enemies came right inside, she put her fingers like this, meaning to defend them. So then you must remember, they cut her fingers also. Naila, the honorable wife of Sayyidina Uthman. He was fasting. And that day he saw Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Uthman, you are fasting today. Your iftar will be with me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a sahaba. Understand? Go to Tashkent. Go to Uzbekistan. The capital is Tashkent. We went with Allah's help. UNESCO, they did all their tests and everything. And they said that this Quran is 100% authentic. For us, we know it's authentic. But I use that to tell you, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is there that even your enemy bear testimony to it. And you will see some blood stains there. The honorable blood of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. You see, my brother? Till today, when you go to Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, you will go to their museum and you will find that Quran, Mushaf-e Uthman radiallahu anhu wa'adda. Quran Sharif of Sayyidina Uthman. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when you are a true Sunni, you will go through many tests and trials. You know what else they did, Sayyidina Uthman? This is Baqi, this is the graveyard, the cemetery. They didn't even allow Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu to be buried in Baqi of that time. They took him, Sayyidina Uthman, Al-Khalifa Al-Thalith, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the third successor after Abu Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Uthman. They buried him outside Baqi. Doesn't it come to your mind that how come when we come to Baqi, we enter the site, and on the right hand side is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is buried there. Abbas radiallahu anhu is buried there. Then you come the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, the other daughters. Then the honorable wives are buried there. Then when you take a turn, Imam Malik is buried there. Then you go further, Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah is buried there. So 90% of Sahaba are all in front. How come Sayyidina Uthman is right on the other end? How come? They wanted to show they have so much hatred for him. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu heard of this, and he was based in Damascus. So he bought that land and incorporated it into Baqi. But when he was buried, Sayyidina Uthman, it was not part of Baqi. Are you understanding, brothers? This is our history. So always you will have the external enemy and you will have the internal enemy, and remember the Shias and lot of other groups, they are the internal enemy. They will play with the people's emotions and so forth, and they will tell you, my brother, when they start my brother story, you must know. Say, we must be united, you see. We must be united. America is our enemy. Israel is our enemy. But you say Umar is your enemy. The person who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Umar, you went to make a big shrine and a mazar of Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi in a place called Kashan, which I saw with my own eyes in 2013 when I was there. What you say about that? When I asked my driver, Zari, I say, what problem you got with Sayyidina Umar? He said, I hate him, I don't like him. He told me on my face. He got nothing to do with deen, he can't even read Arabic properly. Ask him, Zahari, why you dislike Sayyidina Umar? He said he killed a lot of Persians. He killed a lot of Persians. That was his answer. So I said, but don't you realize? You all were fire worshippers. You all were Majusi. Until today you have got so many other crazy beliefs. But he brought Islam to you. You should be reading 2 rakat salat daily. You must remember that. To thank the man who took you out of kufr and brought you into Islam. So it doesn't matter, he killed a lot of people. You see that nationalistic emotions and feelings gets the better of them. You need to understand this thing. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is martyred, and you must remember then you find that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu realizes the situation is very, very grave now. Madina Munawwara is Darul Khilafah, is the capital, but now I have to leave from here. So Madina Munawwara was the capital of Islamic Empire during Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, during Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time, during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. And what did Sayyidina Usman say? I will never unsheath the sword. He could have told his army to take these people on. He says, I, Usman, will make the sacrifice, but I will never be the first person to spill blood of Muslims. Yeah, in Medina, I won't do that. See his foresight, his insight, his sabr. وَأَنَا صَابِرٌ مُحْتَسِبٌ I will make sabr, let them do what they want to, but Allah will reward me and elevate me. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala becomes the Khalifa after that. After a few months he moves to Kufa, to Iraq, because the situation in Medina was, remember, you don't know really, like Makkah, Medina today. Today Makkah, Medina, you don't know who is your well-wisher, who is the spy. The Saudi guys are wearing short kurtas. They don't understand. They're learning Urdu, speaking Urdu. The taxi guy taking you from Jeddah, he will say, "Min aina? From where you come?" They say, "England." They say, "We don't like England." You don't understand? Why are you helping Israel? Why are you doing this? They will say, now that chip will get hot. You'll say, what about your MBS? He's also helping America. Straight away, they lock him up. You see, plain clothes policemen. Whole Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, everywhere, they are prowling the streets. You speak one word against MBS, they lock you up. You must be very careful, those of you going for Umrah and all that. Don't get involved in this. It's a trick they play, you must remember. Because you think every guy with a short kurta is a Pakistani or something. Some of these are spies, you must remember. So that is what happens. I'm just giving similar example. So then, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, now we can't carry on like this. So then, that became the Khalifa, the Khilafat, and the Darul Khilafah, and it was taken to Iraq. So many Sahaba went. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu went. And he had 4,000 students, one Sahabi. Your whole Hanafi fiqh. Al-fiqh al-Hanafi is known as fiqh al-Iraq. Imam Abu Hanifa's ustad is Hammad. Hammad's ustad is Ibrahim Nakhi. Ibrahim Nakhi's ustad is Al-Qama and Aswad. And they are the student of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is the student of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is how the Hanafi fiqh flourished, you must remember that. That Imam Abu Hanifa was a Kufi. He came from that part of the world. So you should know all these type of things here. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's manaqib and virtues are too many. We can never ever remove that. Imam Nasai rahimahullah wrote a whole book on the manaqib. Manaqib means virtues and merits. Of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the raya, the flag, the banner on the occasion of Battle of Khaybar. Do you know what is the name of that raya, of that flag? The name of that flag was Uqab. Uqab, Iqab, punishment. Uqab, with the Dhamma Pesh on the Ain. So that is the name of that flag, given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And every Sahabi wanted that flag. Because the Master alayhi salam, Bukhari hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Allah jalla wa ala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam will love that person and love him. And he loves Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salam. And then the Master alayhi salam asked, where's Ali? They said, Sayyidina Ali is right at the back, his eyes are paining. The Master alayhi salam said, call him. Took his saliva mubarak and applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali. Open Ibn Majah and you will find, La ajidu harran wala barda. After that, I never felt any heat or any coolness, meaning any pain in my eyes. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said. The miracle of mu'jiza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the busak mubarak. Remember the saliva mubarak. Like that, so many incidents. Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. is a Sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Tirmidhi and so forth. Is 18th of Zulhijjah, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam is returning from Hajj. Some Sahaba complained to the Master alayhi salam, said that Ali did this. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Ghadir al-Khum. Today when you're traveling Makkah, Medina up and down, you will see the board showing you Juhfa. This Ghadir al-Khum is very near Juhfa. You must know the exact location. You can't just be going up and down for Umrah and you just go sleep the whole time or just make shopping the whole time. You must learn the exact location. What happened, where it happened, why is it important, all these things there. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his hand and said, "Man kuntu maula fa aliyun maula." You love me, you must love Ali. You love Ali, you must love me. Non-negotiable. We 100% we must be. So remember Abul Hassan, his name. Day, listen, incident for me and you. One day he opened Muslim Sharif. You will find it there. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to his house of Sayyidina Ali. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ladli, sahibzadi, beti, beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. But Sayyidina Ali is Masih. Aina Ali, where's Ali, oh Fatima? See how intelligent she is. She never like today's daughter, she will give the history, geography and add so much masala and spice. On the radio we have program, Bliss of Marriage. So one brother sent me a message. Don't worry, listeners, I'm still alive. I was just drinking water. Sometimes they think it stopped, this motor passed away, you know. So anyway, so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was not at home. Today if you ask that what happened, why are you crying, why this? She will add so much spice. So the name of the program is Bliss of Marriage. So the one motor said, he sent me a message. He said, whenever I hear this program, I hear about so many talaq and divorce. Before bliss, you must put I. Hafiz Randeri, if you put I and bliss, then what it turns? Becomes what? Iblis. He said, you mustn't call this bliss of marriage, you must call it Iblis of talaq. Oh, see? Nice thinking goes. See? So anyway, just made like a joke. So anyway, so our people really exaggerate. Therefore, when they speak, I said, it's not two sides to the story, it's three sides. The husband's story, the wife's story, and what is the true story. Because you'll add so much masala and spice to them. See, she just said this much. Bayni wa baynahu shay. Ya Rasulullah, ya Abati, oh my beloved father, oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, me and Sayyidina Ali, we had little bit misunderstanding. Okay, fine, my ladli, my sahib zadi, my beloved, but where is he? He's in a masjid. From the house he went to the masjid. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes as rahmatul lil alameen, khatamun nabiyyin, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is there in the corner of the masjid sleeping. But he went also as a father-in-law, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was speck of dust on the body and on the clothing of Sayyidina Ali. Bi yadihi al-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hand, the Master alayhi salam is removing the dust from his son-in-law's clothing and body. And then said, Kum ya Aba Turab, Kum ya Aba Turab, stand up, O father of the sand. His kunya agnoman is Abul Hassan. They married in the second year of the Hijrah, Ramadan. Third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan was born. Fourth year of the Hijrah, the Milad Mubarak, honorable birth of Sayyidina Hussein took place. So Abul Hassan, but he says, I love this title more, Abu Turab. Kannani an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me this kunya. The whole atmosphere changed. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam is praising him. Today you go as a father-in-law. You never even heard what is the true story. Oh, to astin charadete. You see, come here, my son-in-law. You're troubling my daughter. Let me penal beat you a little bit. You understand? Huh? with our brains also. Therefore, I say common sense today is no more common. You know, you don't even know the true story, and already you're jumping and all that. You're siding with your daughter already. But maybe she's guilty. See, lesson for us. And everything was fine. So you must remember that. So the point we must learn about the manaqib and the virtues. Now Ramadan comes, the year 40, Abdul Rahman bin Muljim. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ Do you know Abdul Rahman? Abdul Rahman used to make zikr all the time. So much zikr he used to make. It's about him, it's written, you must remember when he used to go to the barber shop and all that, you know, tell him cut trim moustache and that. He say, hey, make quick. Don't, because when you're cutting here, yeah, I can't move my lips too much. And all that. So much zikr he used to make. Zikr alone don't work. You must have true love for Allah Jalla Wala. You must have true love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must have true love for Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba. He turned out to be the murderer of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He martyred Sayyidina Ali. On the 17th Ramadan, in the 40th year of the Hijrah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Jannatul Mubarak body, we're not 100% sure where it is, but when you go to Iraq, we went to Iraq in 2000. Our ulama, they say it is in Darul Imara. Majority of our scholars, they say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's lash mubarak body is in Darul Imara. The kuffar Shias, they say it is there in Najaf. If you go to Najaf, it's packed to capacity. Our ulama say that there Mughira bin Shubah is buried. They're praying at the wrong grave. They curse Sahaba, but they're praying by the Sahaba. Wallahu alam, Allah Ta'ala knows, is a big discussion and all that. Then who becomes a Khalifa? You must remember the people told Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Who is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the two brothers, Al-Hassan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. And it's our unanimous belief. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu anhu are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You see, this is the mimbar. The Master alayhi salam is delivering advices to the Sahaba and looks at his beloved Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved grandson, and says, Inna bni hadha sayyidun. This grandson here of mine is a sayyid. La allallaha ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min al-Muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation between the two groups of Muslims. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when the martyrdom of Sayyidina Usman took place, they were senior Sahaba. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, all of them they said, oh Sayyidina Ali, these perpetrators of this heinous crime, they must be punished. Sayyidina Ali said, I agree. But we need to find out who are the real murderers. We can't just catch anybody. So anyway, that led to a lot of, you know, stood like difference of opinion. And then, you must remember, it became like two parties. So then, he, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, he performed 25 hajj mashiyah. How many hajj? 25 hajj walking. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Then he was Khalifa, remember, for 7 months, 6 months like that. Then he said this, he made such sacrifice, the hadith in Bukhari, you heard now. He resigned. Today the whole fight is for the kursi. In Pakistan, what they say? That we put Imran Khan in jail and hum kursi sambalenge. You know what I'm saying? So somebody told him, why you don't retire the kursi? He said, wo to jannat mein parenge. You know what I'm saying? So ye in this world, we want kursi. Trump and Biden and all that, for the Trump fight, is the kursi, you must remember. They took Sunak out and they brought another shaitan, stamba, whatever. So, everybody fighting for kursi. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu showed the world, I will resign for the betterment of this ummah. And he went from Kufa, from Iraq, and he went to Damascus, took the mantle of Khilafat, handed it to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Amir Muawiyah, see what the ulama wrote, quick, I'll end on this. Sadaqate Siddiq, the truthfulness of Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Adalate Umar, the justice of Sayyidina Umar. Sakhawat Usman, that the generosity of Sayyidina Usman. Shajaat Ali, that the bravery of Sayyidina Ali. And the Siyasat Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. He was a master strategist, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. He said, everyone in the Ummah, now you come and take the bay'ah on me, the man. But we will not do it in Damascus. We will not do it in Damascus. We will do it at Masjid al-Aqsa. You got it, brothers? To show this Ummah, you must never ever forget Aqsa. Understand? There's a great book, all of you should read it. You got no excuse not to read it. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. In that book, this incident is written. There's an Arabic book, every alim, every person who knows Arabic should read. Haqa'iqul Aniyah, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyah. Masterpiece, these books are. So we make dua, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect all our masajid. Allah reward all the directors, Markaz Sahaba, and the Capital Group, and all the directors of Ansar and Sirius FM. Our Maulana Badats, I call them the two Badats Square, you know, Badats Square. And you must remember our trustees, I don't even know who's the trustees, our brother Junaid Kuwadia and everybody, and our team here, brother Dawood Monli, Muhammad Salim Asmal, Hafiz Basa, and everybody else, Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator, Allah Jalla reward them. We make dua. Tomorrow night is Q&A, and the final program, inshallah, will be there in Stenger. Laylatul Ashura, Tuesday night. So you know Tuesday, Wednesday we should fast, or Wednesday, Thursday we fast. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Come, we got 2 minutes, 3 minutes to make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma izzil Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen fi kulli makan. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi dhalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma arina ajayib قدرتك اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم تطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم احفظ مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Whenever you make dua, say Ameen yourself also. Allah accept our dua. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Jazakallah.